It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, July 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's a new video website that wants you to stop watching cat videos and start paying attention to things that are important. It's called Upworthy. For example, a video that explores what would happen if America had the same water shortages as parts of Africa, or who actually works for minimum wage and what they think about it. If that stuff sounds like homework, you'd be surprised at how good Upworthy is getting at making the videos they find go viral. Time magazine just named Upworthy one of New York's 10 startups to watch in 2013. Co-founder Peter Keckley used to be an editor at satirist news organization The Onion. Now he's got different goals.
Upworthy is a site that tries to make the really important issues in our world as viral and shareable as a video of some guy jumping on his bed and falling out the window. We try to make, homeless veterans take off on Facebook as much as, a picture of a cat looking angry at you.
How do you do that?
In general, we just try to scour the internet for the absolute best things, the overlooked gems out there. And then we put a huge amount of time into packaging them up so that when you trip across them in your newsfeed, you just can't help but click. We think people are generally good, and if you actually get their attention and draw them in, we'll care about important issues. But we also know that everyone's busy, everyone's distracted, everyone's constantly assaulted with shiny objects, ourselves very, very much included.
How do you think the internet is changing, and how do you think Upworthy fits into that?
You know, we started Upworthy because we saw the whole world going social, and we felt like the future of media is not the newspaper front page, it's not the nightly newscast, it's going to be what's actually in your newsfeed.
You're a former top dog at The Onion. It's just interesting to me that your path has led from that place to this sort of much more serious mission statement.
I mean, I don't think it's all that different. When I was at The Onion, I was one of the more satirically focused, politically focused people in the room. Then I went to Move On, the advocacy organization, and I was definitely the one in the room that was the least politics focused and the most focused on jokes, which led to some trouble at times. But but I mean, I think what Upworthy is the combining of those things. It's the let's make it interesting, let's draw people in immediately, let's have a take and a point of view and an attitude in the same way that The Onion does, and then bringing a focus on issues that really matter.
Peter Keckley is co-founder of the website Upworthy and the company Upworthy. Peter, thanks.
Thanks so much, Ben.
We don't make videos, but we do make lots of other stuff you should view and share. You can head to MarketplaceTech.org, follow us at Marketplace Tech on Twitter, or you can visit us at Facebook, facebook.com/MarketplaceTechReport. And finally, I wanted to share with you one of our favorite social media stories of the week. The Johannesburg Zoo in South Africa has a new social media editor. That would be a live-tweeting honey badger. Zookeepers set up a host of live infrared motion sensors in the badger's enclosure, and when he runs to a specific spot, a related tweet gets sent out from his account. Now he's on the tire swing. Now he's tweeting about omnivorous snack time. And now we are out of time. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.